And so I've developed a methodology where you look at four key areas of the location. We look at the history, we look at the current situation, short-term and long-term foundations. And then we look at the actual asset itself.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we continue the conversation with Veronica Morgan, property buyer's agent. With decades of experience under her belt, keep listening as she'll be revealing her key strategies and habits to build a successful property portfolio. To start off, Morgan shares what held her back in the beginnings of discovering her passion for property investment.
I had friends that had had interest rates up at 17, 18, 19% and taken second jobs to pay for their home loans. So that was what had been happening in the late 80s, early 90s. So it wasn't that long before this. So that wasn't that distant a memory. And so for me, I had that experience of my friends that had been trapped and under enormous financial pressure because of those higher interest rates. So that was just something that was very much in my mind at that time. I think moving into buying the house, once again, I was nervous about extending myself. And I think people need to be nervous about extending themselves. But I knew enough because by that time I was actually in real estate, and I knew enough to know that I was buying a good asset. And I think that's what is hard for a lot of people to get around. They fear the debt, and debt needs to be treated with respect. Don't get me wrong on this. But really the risk is not so much in the debt but in the asset. If you buy a garbage asset, you know, the debt's going to be a real problem, obviously. But if you've got an excellent asset, the debt is much less of a problem because you've got an excellent asset. You've always got options.
Morgan shares a very unique way that she's been able to tap into great mentors.
I wouldn't say I've got any official mentors, but I do really, I guess the whole podcast vehicle for me has been amazing, right? So it started when I was actually on the property couch, Bryce's podcast, and this was, 2 years ago, I think it was now. Until then, I actually never listened to a podcast. So now I'm an absolute avid podcast listener. And so the Property Couch is very useful because there's a lot of really good, solid information that comes through not just Bryce and Ben but also a lot of their guests. And through that, though, you know, some of the people that I've really, really enjoyed listening to and learning from, like John Lindemann, for instance, he's been around a long time, and I find his approach just a little bit different. So I wouldn't say he's a mentor, but I certainly, you know, I now seek out some of his commentary and his opinion because it's a little bit different in terms of its perspective. I read up and listen to, Dr. Andrew Wilson a fair bit, and he's quite bullish in many ways, but I like the way he slices and dices data and the way he thinks about, you know, what's really going on. And I find that interesting and refreshing as well. So I guess what I would say is that I'm seeking out thinkers in the industry, and I really respond to that. So, and I will go through phases where I'll find someone, I will latch onto everything that they do and say, and then I'll move on to someone else.
She recalls the best piece of advice she has received and how it shaped her mindset when it comes to making a property investment decision.
Look, I actually think the best advice ever received is to check your biases. You know, we can be so blinkered. And I guess in a way this goes back to actually the first episode of the Elephant in the Room podcast. We actually interview a behavioral scientist who focuses on he specializes in the financial markets, and he went off and went to his first auction and came back and went, right, well, these are all these biases, these behavioral biases that are being appealed to by the auction process, by the auctioneer, scarcity, there's mental accounting, there's anchoring, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there, right? But one of the things that really hit home with me was this idea of sunk cost. And this is something that I've actually applied since in some decisions I've been making about some properties I've got. And that is, just because I've spent money, you know, evaluating or maybe doing a bit of renovating or whatever it is that I've actually spent money on, I have to draw a line in the sand and not include that money that I spent in my decision making for whatever I'm doing moving forward.
In terms of strategy, Morgan reveals to us why capital growth is what guides most of her property investment purchases.
That my strategy is capital growth, and I know that it doesn't suit everybody. And I know that I've been able to, because I do have good earning capacity for my own endeavours in other areas, then I haven't had to worry about yield in order to support my portfolio. My big concern with anyone who really focuses overly on yield is that yield comes at a cost, and it generally comes at the capital growth piece. And if ever you sort of look back 10 years and think, okay, well, I had a property that doubled in value, or I had a property that went up 25%, you know, the yield will never fill the gap between the, you know, that 25% and the 100% growth, ever. And so, and I'm a buyer's agent who will encourage people not to buy property if I think that they cannot buy a good asset, if they really, really, really need the yield in order to be able to afford it. I'm very different to a lot of other buyer's agents. I will suggest they go and talk to a financial planner and look at other assets, other asset classes. And the reason for that is because the risks and the in and out costs, the lumpiness of property as an asset, the very fact you can't sell off a bedroom if you need to get a little access to a bit of cash, all of those reasons combined to me, for my own strategy, for me, is that I don't want those types of properties in my portfolio. I'd rather the flexibility of different types of assets.
Morgan is adamant about ensuring her buyers' financial safety when it comes to buying into investment properties through their assets.
What that means, though, is that so I have a very low-risk property investment strategy, and that means that I invest only in at this stage, barring one property, I have four properties within the 10K radius of the CBD of Sydney. I have an apartment in Bondi. I have a house in Alexandria. I have a house in Leichhardt, and I have a house in Newtown. And I also have another property, but I'm not going to talk about that because that's another story. It's actually a weekender that I bought with my ex 10 years ago, before I knew what I know now about weekenders. So the next property I'm going to buy is going to be either an apartment, an older style apartment, or a house in Melbourne within the 10K radius. Because it fits the same criteria of a low-risk location, and that is that where there is always demand for quality property regardless of market conditions. And so even in the current downturn in Sydney where the headlines are screaming, prices falling, blah, 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 we see on the ground level, we see certain properties get competition, and certain properties will sell for more than that same property would have sold for a year ago. And that's the sort of property that I look to buy. Because there's always there's that scarcity. So the location does, you know, 80% of the work, and the scarcity and that desire for that type of property and or the demand for that type of property does the rest of the work for you. So you get an overperformer as a consequence.
Coming up after the break, we'll look into Morgan's property investment habits.
Well, I drive everyone nuts, right, because I have this approach to life, it's continual improvement.
Her most useful resources for educating herself?
One property podcast that I think is absolutely essential listening, and that is Your Strata Property.
What's to come for future projects?
I'm changing my debt structure a bit, and I'm actually about to renovate another property, which is my home again.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shump, and you're listening to Property Investory. Western Australia is tipped to be the next property hotspot. If you're looking to invest and build in WA, take advantage of the affordable land market and record build times with Plunkett Homes. Visit propertyinvestory.com/build to find out why they are WA's most established home builder. With over 150 years of experience, Plunkett Homes helps you develop turnkey homes across WA. To get your fixed price demolition or site works and to maximise profits and minimise time, visit propertyinvestory.com/build. And now back to the show. Morgan has a unique approach to life and shares how this habit has influenced her every day.
Well, I drive everyone nuts, right? Because I have this approach to life, it's continual improvement. And so I'll never, ever attain 100% of anything, because the minute I get to somewhere where I think, wow, you know, I'm really happy with that, I think, wow, that could be improved, that could be tweaked, you know. And that's just a personal, that's my nature. And, you know, it's taken me a while to be comfortable with that, to be honest, and not frustrated with myself. And I'm okay with that now. And I actually see it as a good thing. But I do know that it drives everyone else nuts. So I would say that that's a personal habit.
She shares the best resources she's come across, including her own, for listeners to deepen their knowledge about property investing.
Well, of course, I'm going to say you've got to listen to the Elephant in the Room property podcast, because that's the one that I'm the co-host of. I need my phone next to me. Actually, I need to actually flick up and look at all the things that I've got, because when you call me like that, I'm always forget something. I tell you one property podcast that I think is absolutely essential listening, and that is Your Strata Property. If you are going to buy or you already own a strata property, that is one that I just love. Amanda Farmer, she's a strata lawyer. It's a bit dry once again. You know, I love the boring stuff, but it is actually really packed full of very, very practical stuff for people owning in strata. And I think it's important if you own in strata that you do know about it. I think you do need to know about it. So that is something that I listen to quite regularly. You know, Jane Slack Smith started a podcast some time ago. She did Your Property Success. And look, she only did one series. But I have to say, if you went back and listened to every single episode of that, she has interviewed a number of absolute heavy hitters. Fabulous, fabulous content in that series. So I haven't listened to it for a while, but I wish she'd do more. Well, I guess we're filling the gap now with the people we're interviewing. I definitely recommend people go back and look up that one. And obviously Kevin Turner's Real Estate Talk, I mean, he, you know, I probably don't, well, definitely don't agree with a lot of people that he has on there, but what he does have is a wide variety of property specialists, and that's just interesting, I guess, to get a more general understanding, and also I guess exposure to areas in which, certainly areas that I don't delve into, but I find that quite educational in other areas, for instance. So that's very useful as well.
To wrap things up, we take a look at what Morgan is excited about for her future projects.
Well, I'm very excited because I'm changing my debt structure a bit, and I'm actually about to renovate another property, which is for my home again. I've done it before, and it was a thoroughly exhausting experience, and I swore I'd never do it again, but here I am about to do it again. So next year, hopefully by this time next year, I'll be coming close to completion. So it's a big renovation. I'm very, very excited about that. And I'm going to sell the Weekender too, by the way, and reinvest. And that's where I've targeted Melbourne to invest in. So that's quite exciting.
As well as cleaning up her property portfolio, Morgan reveals potential plans for her business.
I'm developing quite a few sort of different service offerings in the business, and I'm really excited about that. One of the ones that I've been developing is a portfolio review service, and it's a very robust way of helping people understand the quality of asset that they hold. in property, when it comes to property. As I mentioned before, location's 80% of it. And so I've developed a methodology where we look at four key areas of the location. We look at the history, we look at the current situation, short-term and long-term foundations. And then we look at the actual asset itself. So there's five key things that we look at to really work out whether somebody should hold on to a property or not. And the psychology behind this is that it's easier for people to sell the wrong property than it is for them to sell the right one. So they hold the bad eggs, hoping that they're going to make money at some point, and they sell the good assets. And I'm on a mission to stop people doing that. So I'm really excited about that. And underpinning that is my decision to sell the Weekender, because that's the lemon I should be selling.
If you wish to connect with Morgan and to find out more about her successful property investment journey, you can reach out to her through the following.
First of all, you can find me at gooddeeds.com.au. That's gooddeeds.com.au. I've got a number of free resources on there, and I've got a very extensive blog, which has got loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of info, plus videos on how to's and all that sort of palaver. There's ebooks in there on, auction tactics, low-risk investments, what else we got, this checklist. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there that you can have, free access to. On the Elephant in the Room property podcast, you can find it on iTunes, or you can go to theelephantintheroom.com.au. You can subscribe there. You can also download the show notes or the transcripts from every episode, and there's various checklists and other resources in there as well. So two great ways to get a hold of me or whatever I'm talking about or writing about.
Thank you to Veronica Morgan for sharing her story with us on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about her journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.